it seems somewhat strange that what astonishes and amazes the people in today's gospel is not the fact that Jesus casts an unclean spirit out of a man. What they're surprised at is that Jesus has the authority to do that. In his day, rabbis did a lot of teaching, but the rabbis always depended on someone else's authority to put forth what they were teaching. They would say, Rabbi so-and-so taught me, and Rabbi so-and-so taught him, and so forth and so on, back all the way to Moses, really. And of course, who taught Moses? But God. And so the rabbi was basically teaching with the authority of God, but never, ever of his own authority. Very clearly, this is not how Jesus taught. That's what's so surprising to them. Jesus doesn't refer back to Moses or to any other rabbi when he gives his teaching. He teaches of his own authority. And we see this many times in the Gospels, especially in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus basically says, well, Moses said, for example, an eye for an eye. I tell you, if your brother strikes you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. So Jesus is clearly teaching of his own authority. And that's why the crowds are so surprised. They're wondering, who is this man? And how can he teach of his own authority? We look at the Greek word that's used, translated authority. It's the Greek word exousia, which comes from two parts. Ex meaning from, and ousia meaning substance or being. And so to teach with authority means to teach out of one's own substance. Well, that really clarifies it, right? The question they're raising is, who is this man? What is his substance? Substance is kind of a philosophical way of saying the deepest reality about someone or something. So to ask, what is the substance of a thing is, what is this really at its core? So to ask, what is the substance of Jesus? How can he teach of his own substance? Means, who is he at the deepest reality, the deepest level of his being? And this is where we can gain an insight from the creed that we profess every Sunday. There's a word in the creed, perhaps it's become a favorite of some, consubstantial. You've been waiting 3 years to hear about this, right? The word in Latin is consubstantialem. You can be thankful we don't have to say that one every Sunday. It translates the Greek homoousios, which means same substance. Same substance. In the 1960s, when they were translating the Latin text into English, they rendered this one in being. Maybe they thought we couldn't handle the word consubstantial. But one in being, it's true, but it's not precise enough. For example, we could say husbands and wives are one in being. We understand that they are united in a particular way because of the sacrament of matrimony. The two become one, as the scriptures tell us. This is not the same union that Jesus shares with the Father. We could say in a more general sense that everything that exists is one in being with the Father, because God is the source of all existence, all being. So anything that exists, exists in God. So we could say, everything is one in being with the Father. Okay, that's true of Jesus too, though God didn't make Jesus. But because Jesus exists, he shares in the being of the Father. But we could say that about all things. So to say one in being with the Father is not enough. It's true, but it's not enough. Because while married couples are one in being, they still remain distinct. Roger and Annie, at the deepest level of their being, are still Roger and Annie. They're not of the same substance. But Jesus and the Father are of the same substance. So this word consubstantial comes to us from the 300s, when there was a group of people that were putting ideas out there, or the main idea was that Jesus was a creature. He was a creation of the Father. An exalted creation, yes. And he was like the Father, but not the same. So that's why the word consubstantial was coined, and why it's important for us to still say that word today when we profess our faith. Jesus is one in being, but he's also consubstantial. Whatever God is, and there can be only one, the Son of God is the very same thing. It's not that we haven't continued to grapple with that. We still have trouble explaining how Jesus can be both God and man. You know, people talk about God and Jesus. Well, Jesus is God. So in our language today, even, we still struggle to understand this mystery of unity and Trinity. But it's precisely because Jesus is of the same substance as the Father that he can teach with authority or out of his own substance. Now, this isn't just high-in-the-sky theology for our reflection. It actually is applicable to us in our Christian life. And I would propose two different points for our meditation. The first is that those who are baptized into Christ and become members of Christ, members of the body of Christ. And if Jesus is consubstantial, of the same substance as the Father, then that should say something about the deepest reality of our being. Do we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit? Do we speak to realities in our lives with authority given to us from God because the Holy Spirit dwells within us? Or do we often feel helpless to change matters of perhaps a spiritual nature or otherwise? We might reflect very carefully on how our baptism makes us sharers in some way in the authority of Christ. The second point for our reflection would be to look at the role of authority in life and who in our life really is in authority. Very often I think we say, well, I'm in charge of my life. Yes, I'll turn to the Lord for advice on how I should live, guidance, help. But maybe for a lot of us, the bottom line is, I'm still in charge. And maybe the invitation from Jesus is to allow him to be the ultimate authority in our life, and to trust that that would really be better than being our own authority. Look at what happens when Jesus speaks out of his authority. He tells the unclean spirit to come out, and it comes out. Bam, just like that. He says to a little girl that has died, rise. She gets up. He says to the crippled man, be healed. He's healed. He says to Lazarus, come out. Lazarus has been dead in the grave for 3 days. He comes out. Jesus has the power to do all things. And by our baptism and by our allowing him to be the ultimate authority in our life, we too can experience the fruits of his power working in and through us.